Ah, yes, welcome to the afternoon's program. The last program for me before the grand final. So we'll get all our predictions out throughout the course. I think you know. But anyway, we'll formalise that process over the course of the next 3 hours. We also want you to do it. We're going to come up with a prize, Coach. I'll tell you what it'll be. It'll be the $100 cash for Monday, all right, if you get nearest the pin. We need your name, the team that you think is going to win. Give me the score prediction, the first try scorer, and the Clive Churchill medalist, all right? So we need all of that information today from you for Sunday, the NRL game, and then we'll announce the winner on Monday. We will be doing a show on Monday too, by the way, holiday Monday, but no, not for us. We don't want it. I want to get back to work ASAP. You've got to do a wrap-up of the big day, and that's what we're excited about. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in, however you are listening. SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. If you're north, SENQ 693 AM, SEN Gold Coast 1620. If you're south, SEN 1170 in Sydney. If you're anywhere, SEN app. Massive show coming up. We'll have Watch Trending with Coach K, Jaleesa Apps from Channel 10, last seen out and about at the Dally M Awards, it must be said. Gareth Hall from SEN Track was going to give us a winner over the course of the weekend. Four Group 1s this weekend, including, but not limited to, three in Sydney. So we're excited about that. Now, on a grand final eve, we have a treat for the listeners. The analyst, live in the studio with our man Timmy Williams from SC Playbook. So they're going to break down this game bit by bit, put it all back together again and give you the outcome that they anticipate. So I'm looking forward to that. If you want to send them a text message and ask a question, please do so. You know the number. We'll get to that very shortly. Tristan Merlihan will have all the latest. He's from Top Sport. We're going to have the 12 o'clock, the 1 o'clock, the 2 o'clock flock. Your chance to have your say, your chance to win the $100 cash, all thanks to Top Sport. Coming up just after 2 o'clock, we're going to have a chat with Steve Murphy, the Parramatta Eels assistant coach. Just see how things are going in Eel City at the moment. Sounds of the game with Coach K, and then we dive into the text line. And we do that for sbsfence.com.au. So we've got the $100 cash for the best call. We've got the Ream Budgie Smugglers for the best text message. And we'll get the Signet Power Bank for the sounds of the game. So all that coming up over the course of the next 3 hours. So let's dive into it. Congratulations, Nicholas Hines. I was there last night at Royal Randwick Racecourse, the Winx stand. Incredible. What a great ambassador for the game of rugby league he is. The day before he won the Metricon Player of the Year, we had our breakfast at the SCG for SEN and NRL Nation. He spoke really nicely then, and I thought to myself at the time, Jackson Hastings was there as well, and I thought, these two guys are great ambassadors for their sport, for their club, and for themselves. Well, I reckon he outdid himself last night. Let's have a listen to a little bit of the acceptance speech of Nicho Hines.
Oh, I can't believe it, to be honest. I come here so not very confident one bit. I thought Benny Hunt was taking it out for sure, and or Teddy. And, you know, I just come here tonight just extremely grateful to be here with surrounded by great players. And, you know, 5 years ago I was sitting at home watching this and I was only dreaming about being here. I didn't even think I'd ever be here. And yeah, I've just come here just expecting to have a good night and catch up with some old friends, really.
He did catch up with those old friends. He also made mention of the impact that all his family's had, most particularly his mum. I met his mum before the award was given out. It was fantastic. What an exciting night for the family. It's not just that Nicho Hines won. It's the magnitude of the victory. The highest points tallied in the history of the Dally M Award, 38 points. There's lots of reasons to explain it. Been listening to Cam Smith and Denon Kemp around that, and the draw and who else is in his team and who's in the other teams and all those sort of things. But I don't think you could argue that Nicho Hines has been consistently one of the best players in his team the best player in his team for the year. James Tedesco second on 33 points, Benny Hunt on 32, and then a break to Scotty Drinkwater on 23. He was a bit of a surprise. Dylan Edwards on 23, Mitch Moses, Daly Cherry-Evans, Isaiah Yeo, Harry Grant and Cam Munster round out that top 10. But we're going to get all your thoughts on how that played. Did you watch it? About 105,000 people did. Remember, 800,000 people watched the Brownlow. So it's hard to get a sense of the broadcast itself when you're in the room. But if you did watch it, let us know what you thought of it. Did they do it well? It felt like it went across okay. A little bit clunky at different stages with the presenters. But then again, you're asking people to present. It's like asking the media hacks to go out there and kick a field goal in Golden Point. So you need to take that into consideration as well. Are you happy with the Rookie of the Year? I don't think there's any complaints there. Jeremiah Nanai, standout winner. What about Coach of the Year? Was that a little contentious? Todd Payton spoke superbly as well, but Ivan Cleary, I won't say snubbed, but misses out. Team of the Year, no real surprises there. Team of the Year, it's a very strong side. Peter Chippy for Lingos, headline moment of the year, the State of Origin win. Yeah, clear winner, in my opinion, on that one. And Isaiah Yeo, captain of the year or co-captain of the year. I don't know. Nathan Cleary missed out there. So he did make a little quip. Oh, yeah, I think I'm only here because Nathan got suspended. But Isaiah Yeo was captain of the year. And Dalian player of the year went to Racine McGregor. They put out their team as well. So very strong team. And I'll tell you what, and I know it was the girls from the NRLW and the partners of the NRL players, but a really glamorous night. It was absolutely fantastic. Really exciting to be there. Caught up with some old friends. Bumped into some other people as well. A couple of things for me stood out. Did speak to a referee who remains nameless. And he was suggesting, why is there not the Dally M Referee of the Year? And the more I think about it, and the more people in this office push back on it, the more I think, yeah, absolutely. Why aren't they acknowledged more publicly? You know, they have their own awards, and even if it's a duplication of that, to present it to a wider audience, I think, is not a bad thing. So, Dally M Ref of the Year, thumbs up or thumbs down on that one. Give me the heads up. Let me know. I think it's a real thumbs up from me on that one. The other thing is I was approached by Panthers hierarchy. Again, no names, but they were a little upset with what I was saying yesterday about, you know, what, you know, my agreement with Paul Kent. Look, why wouldn't you release the audio? Just release the audio on what the trainer said. I felt that that was misplaced, so that was a little bit interesting. And spotted Phil Buzz Rothfield was spotted. He said hello. That was good. Also spotted Brad Arthur leaving hastily after the Dally M Awards concluded, because obviously he's got a big grand final. So Brad didn't say hello. But anyway, for those people who want to know, I've got my Glossy Eels poster out of the Daily Telegraph today, and it's covering my face on the screen here in the studio. So we'll get Coach K to maybe take a photo. And a lot of people suggesting it's a massive improvement, and I'm not here to disagree with them. So there you go. And just on that, Parramatta Eels fans, very exciting. You've got the live site. So if you can't get into a core stadium, that's a sellout. Then you can go to CommBank Stadium. They're going to have big screens there. That's a great idea to share it with like-minded people. They reckon there are 4,000 tickets sold already. 10,000 will be sold in total. Let's have a listen to the CEO of the Parramatta Eels, Jim Sarantinos.
Look, I mean, just driving down to the Leagues Club today, you see a sea of blue and gold. We're seeing flags. We're seeing banners everywhere. You're seeing young kids in jerseys, in merchandise. It just creates so much positivity around the area, so much positivity around the club. I think it's really important for us to be able to create our new next generation of fans, and playing grand finals and winning premierships is what does that.
And you know what else Jim can see? Just dollar signs. He can hear cash registers ringing. He can see bottom lines of balance sheets. That's what he can see. NRLW team into the grand final. NRL team into the grand final as well. Now, this was really interesting too. Danny Widler on Wide World of Sports had the, you know, talked a lot about Jacob Arthur, his selection, the nepotism, his claims about, well, it's harder. It makes it harder for me, given I'm the coach's son. And then we had the revelations around what Brad Arthur and his wife and their family have done for some of the others, most notably Murata Neokore. Here's Murata's partner, Nicky Johns on the influence of the Arthurs in their life.
Without Brad and Michelle, how would you guys have gone?
I honestly don't think we would have been able to stay here for the 6 years. It would have been too hard with our two kids and just having no one to help us. So I honestly don't think we would have survived.
Married to someone from Los Angeles, I can completely relate to what Nicky Johns is saying there, the partner of Murata Neokore. And here's the issue with this, and this is the problem that I have. Here's the problem, and I spoke to about it with Coach K a little bit earlier. Makes us like Brad Arthur more and more, doesn't it? And I'm not saying that's a problem, and I'm not saying I didn't like him previously, but there you go. Pull back the curtain a little bit, more and more. We like Brad Arthur, we like Jacob, we like the Eels. Did we change our tip? Probably not, but that's the way we roll. 1300 01 1170. Getting away from the grand final, Andrew Abdo. Saw Andrew there last night. Thought he spoke well. They're still very keen and confident that this new stadium at Penrith will go ahead. $300 million. It is a very marginal seat. Shout out to you, Stewie Ayres. But they are confident that it's going to be built at a cost of $300 million. Peter Volandis has weighed in on his the understanding that there's tickets being scalped online. This is $1,000 a piece. It's more than 10% of the advertised price. So that means that you're open to a $22,000 fine. It's against the law to sell a ticket in New South Wales more than 10% of the purchase price. We've got Customer Service Minister Victor Dominello has slammed it. So you know what I hear when I hear that? Really, really popular grand final. Is it, you know, if you want it, I know it's not meant to be the case, but there's a market for it. The other thing that the NRL go, damn it, we made our tickets too cheap. But there's clearly some revenue on the table that's being picked up by people other than the National Rugby League, which I don't agree with, by the way. I'm all about protecting those people who do put on the event, but it just goes to show how popular this one is. How popular would it be if Roger Tuivasa-Sheck came back to the Roosters? Not very, I think, is my early assessment of that. Highly unlikely that he does do it too, despite some of the reports that are being out. Now, RTS to the Warriors. Now that makes a whole heap of sense. Who's their fullback option? Tamari Martin, isn't he? Is their fullback option. And Reece Walsh going back to the Broncos. So does Roger fit in there somewhere? Absolutely. I would have thought, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but he's not getting much of a go in the All Black system. I think they said fourth choice inside centre at this stage, if everyone was fit. What do you reckon, Dragons fans? What do you pay for Ben Hunt? Would you be too upset if the man who ran third in the Dally M this year, a clear third, was up and away? He's still got another year to run on his contract. So 2023 is locked in. He wanted to align it to Anthony Griffin and what he was doing, but apparently talks have broken down again. They've upped their deal a little, the Dragons. Heard Michael Carrianis this morning talking about it. Thought he made a lot of sense. Now, are the Dragons in a premiership window? I would say absolutely not. So if they spend that amount of money on Ben Hunt in 3 years' time, Ben's 34, 35, whereas Shaden Sullivan is at the other end of his career, very much starting. So, and I don't think you keep both, right? I think that's very clear that that's going on. So I'd love to know your thoughts on that one, Dragons fans. The Broncos have let 11 go. So you go, oh, clean out. Oh, okay. Well, let's have a listen. Jake Turpin, Ryan James, Albert Kelly, Brinko Lee, Tyson Gamble, Reece Kennedy, Zach Hosking, Tyrone Roberts, Tamari Martin, David Mead and Jermaine Asako. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what they're all getting paid. I don't know what they've been asking to stay. But you look at that and you go, yeah, okay. The turnover of roster, I think that's exactly what a lot of clubs need to go through, and that's clearly what Ben Eichen and Kevy Walters and everyone up there at the Brisbane Broncos are doing. By the way, I saw Dave Donaghy last night, clearly still the fittest of the NRL CEOs. Rory McIlroy believes it is still possible for men's professional golf to become cohesive again, quote-unquote. So this is a bit of a turnaround, isn't it? So the PGA Tour have given the guys who have signed with LIV Golf indefinite bans. And he's been really, really critical of it, has Rory, over the course of the time. Right now, this is a direct quote, with two lawsuits going on and now heightened the rhetoric has been, some of it from you, Rory, I think we just need to let it cool off a little bit. It has been an ugly year. If we can send rockets to the moon and bring them back again and have them land on their own, I'm sure we can figure out how to make professional golf cohesive again. Well, apparently that was done in a studio in Hollywood. We've done it once 50 years ago and haven't done it since. But anyway, LIV Golf and the PGA Tour getting back together, yeah, you'd love to see it. You'd love to see it. Only on agreed terms, right? And they'd be very different to the terms that are presently being offered by the PGA. And the NFL, you know how we love our NFL here. We've got their international rounds over the next couple of rounds. Eight NFL players are going to wear the Australian flag. So you see they've got the US flag on their helmets. You can put another one. Here's the eligibility. You've got to have lived there at least 2 years, have a parent or a grandparent born there. So Jordan Mailata's doing it. Daniel Faialele from the Baltimore Ravens. Michael Dixon from the Seattle Seahawks. Adam Gotsis from the Jacksonville Jaguars. And what about this? So we've got Tua from Miami. 18 players in the NFL will have a Samoan flag on there. 18 players. Given the number of people that are Samoan in background, that is a phenomenal number that are playing as a percentage of total population in the NFL. Take your thoughts on that one as well, 1300 01 1170. We're going to get ourselves to a break. After the break, we are back with more. But on the back of, I know, a little apology from us first up, and that is we're in the studio today. Earlier this week, we may or may not have made misleading comments around us being at Peter Wynn's score. That's proven to be a mountain that we couldn't surpass. Para council. So as a result of that, knowing how disappointed Coach K and I are, grand final disappointments. We've had all the highlights over the last couple of days, crystal ball and otherwise, but right now, what were the great grand final disappointments for you? Fill us in. It might have been your team went down in the thriller. It might have been a player that dropped the ball. Whatever it was, it might have been a case of you couldn't get tickets and your team win. Grand final disappointments in grand final week. So you let us know. I'm sure there's a story. You couldn't watch it because you're in, I don't know, Turkey or somewhere. I'm sure that's happened to some people. So Karate Warrior 2 has provided this across social media. So kudos to you today, sir. Greatest grand final disappointments. We've got $100 cash to give away. We've got the Ream Budgie Smugglers to give away. We've got a heap to give away. So let us know your thoughts. All right, we'll get to a break. After the break, we're back with What's Trending with Coach Key. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.